Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, is going to join us. We're going to talk a little football with Mary Kay. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Ben Broussard, the former McNeese State Cowboy.
Yeah, I was waiting. Keep going.
No. Former Indians first baseman. Ben's going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about what's coming up this week.
We had a really good time. He came in, it was a couple weeks ago, he came in with Matt Miller, the former reliever. Matt,
that was a good time.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. You would have enjoyed, I wish you were here that day, because you would have enjoyed it. It was just three guys just shooting the breeze, man. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben's a good guy. So is Matt. Mm-hmm. The weather forecast for tonight doesn't look bad, actually. You know, we haven't had rain here in what, Andy? A month?
We had rain we had like one little downpour for a little while. We had rain last night. I mean, there was some rain.
Well, I know that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. After having dry weather for like, you know, ever it felt like, we've had a lot of rain in the last day. However, according to the hourly forecast, courtesy of the Weather Channel, right now in downtown, it's not bad. It's cloudy. It's not raining. And the rest of the day, it says nothing but partly or mostly cloudy for the rest of Tuesday.
It's comfortable pitching weather.
So that's
right?
There you go, Andy.
Yeah,
good pitching weather.
Yes.
So and temperatures around game time, like low 70s, 71 degrees. So there's no rain in the forecast. The chances of precip, nothing higher than 15%.
Look at you,
the rest
Mr.
of the afternoon.
Weather guy.
Oh,
talking precip.
You
got to
watch this.
What about the barometer? What's that looking like?
It doesn't
like?
Matter.
Relative humidity?
There's one thing that matters.
Really?
Is the sun out? Because you got to, you know, fly balls. And
why does that matter?
What's the percentage of rain?
We have lights.
What's the percentage of rain?
They put new lights in when they did the remodel.
Yeah, I know. But
they're actually pretty cool.
I don't want anybody to lose a ball in the sun. But from game time on, there's
nothing.
What if
you lose them in the lights?
There's nothing. You know, tough luck.
Yeah.
There's nothing higher than a 7% chance of rain.
Oh,
so tonight's game should get in without any question. Tomorrow might be a little different situation because showers starting in Cleveland about noon tomorrow. And then expected to continue throughout the evening with showers all night long.
Do you have a Lake Erie Boaters forecast for us?
Hey, Andy. Kiss my patootie.
Oh, why? Because you rip me every day when I start the show and I say, hey, it's going to be nice today. Hey, it's going to rain today. Hey, I might give a little. And you're, oh, I've got to give the weather. Like, we're the Weather Channel. Da, da, da.
Let's see. We have Pennant Baseball in town. Race Baseball.
That's the only time weather counts around here. Let's be
and
honest.
And it's been, you know, it's been an issue the last day.
You're going to get completely just thrown out the minute we get the dome.
And we teased that we were going to have a little weather forecast, so I thought I'd make sure that
anybody, pay off the tease,
anybody
Mr.
who
Consultant.
Stuck around.
Pay off the tease. Hey, what's the weather going to be?
It's like this. We have unbelievable news coming up about the fill-in-the-blanks next on Baskin and Phelps next segment. Okay, let's move on to something else.
I have no idea.
You got to do it. You got to pay off the tease. Bob in Akron knows that. Hello, Bob.
Bob, pay off the tees, will you please?
Jeff, earlier you said that money is not the answer in baseball, but it helps. And I agree with you 100%. And I think we can also agree that the Guardians have one of the best, if not the best, front office in getting performance for dollar. And I think we can also agree that of the major sports, it's baseball is the hardest for small markets to compete because their revenue sharing is less generous than in the other major sports.
But we're sitting here saying that they're they have like the third or fourth best winning percentage over the last 10 years. So they're competing. Yeah. They're just not spending as much as everybody else.
So here's my question, because I've heard rumors that there is going to be a new global TV agreement for Major League Baseball. Okay. And I was wondering if you guys know if that might send a few more dollars the Guardians' way.
Bob, that's a good question. The rumbling has been that Major League Baseball wants to take in all local televising of games like they have with the Guardians. The Guardians are one of the teams doing MLB.
If I'm New York, or LA, I want nothing to do with that. Well, why would you want that?
Well, but that's Bob's point, though, is because if you're the Green Bay Packers, shouldn't you make less money than the Los Angeles Rams? No, because it's the NFL. And that has made it an even playing field and given everybody a chance. And Bob, I agree. Andy's right. If you're the Dodgers, you don't want to cough that up. But if you're looking for the good of the game, isn't that the way to go?
Exactly. Yeah. I think so.
I do
and
too.
There's more.
I think it's
more
cute.
Smaller
it's really cute.
Than big market.
Bob, I agree. It might be cute, Andy, but ultimately, isn't that the way the game should go?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Well, you're asking for revenue sharing is what you're
asking
for.
Without question.
Yeah.
I think it's the best way to go.
Well, sure, because we're sitting in a small... Why?
Look at the NFL. The NFL is the dominant sports league in the world, outside of maybe the Premier League, Dan. Okay. So the NFL shares revenue. The Green Bay Packers can go compete on a weekly basis with the New York Giants. What's it come down to then? It comes down to who's able to build a team, who does a better job. And right now in baseball, it's anything but that.
I'm just looking at the smallest market team in Major League Baseball. I want to make sure I don't mess this up, will be Las Vegas at 42, market 42, if I'm reading this correctly. Because we sit here and we talk about big market, small market, and it drives me insane because I think we all want to say that we all want to have like this inferiority complex about being a small market. We're the 17th biggest city in the country. I don't know. Does that make you a small market team? You tell me. I mean, everyone ahead of us and behind us. Think about it.
There are really only five, ten big markets, Andy, that you think about who are going to spend big money.
Yeah.
Here's the point.
But you also have to remember the biggest markets are also splitting between two teams, right? New York, LA, Chicago. For baseball. I'm so tired of this. We're the little... I understand with the TV contracts, but I hate being called a small market. And I don't know, maybe I just get defensive about where we live. I mean, think about the cities that are smaller than we are in Major League Baseball. Denver is 18. We are 17. Pittsburgh is 23. Baltimore is 26. San Diego is 28. Kansas City is 31. Cincinnati is 34. Milwaukee is 35.
You're doing television markets here, right?
Television markets, all
which,
based
which
on...
Which is more indicative of the size of the, you know, the fan base.
That is correct.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. The point is this, that if I can take what Bob said, is just this. I think our front office does a great job.
I do. I think Chris Antonetti is excellent.
They put a competitive team out on the field, and they've done it most of the years here in the 2000s. It's they've done a great job. Bob's point is, imagine if there was revenue sharing and we had this front office and they were able to spend the same amount, or they did spend the same amount as the other teams because they all had the same kind of split. That, I think that's the only point. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
Not bad at all. So, I'll get on that, and I want to talk a little bit about the matchup series coming up. But revenue sharing would be amazing for Cleveland, obviously. You know, if you look at it in terms of how competitive we've been in spite of the disadvantage of the money, man, if all those years we were getting that same kind of money, I'm pretty sure we'd have one championship in this town.
We do. The Cavs have one.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, from a baseball team, you know, recently.
Okay.
In our lifetime, Andy, in a baseball for a baseball team. Sure. So the idea, though, of that really excites me. I really wish they'd get to it. It's about time. And it does just completely right about the NFL comparison. I mean, you look at the teams in the small markets, they're able to compete. Look, Jacksonville, I know it's been a few years, but they were up, you know, when they first came in, they were competing for Super Bowls. And they're one of the smallest, you know, groups in the whole NFL, you know, size-wise. So I do think that's exciting. I really hope they can pull it off. It would help save that sport because it's starting to get a little bit of excitement, but it seems like it's also on the edge where it needs something to kind of push it over, and I think competitive money would make that right. But I wanted to bring up one other thing about the matchup for the baseball series, you know, Guardians guys. There's a possibility with the weather tomorrow night we could get rained out.
Right.
If that does – you know what that'll likely do?
Monday.
They might push the last game of the season at the end, the winner take all, if we happen to be that way with the standings. It could be exciting, but I want to see them just play it out. But that could play out that way. The weather doesn't look good. Jeff's right about the Weather Channel. Tomorrow night looks like it's a possibility. So that's a possibility. It could end up going that way. I was just curious what you guys thought. If it goes that way, how exciting that might be, you know, winner take all at the end of the season when everything's already done. It could play out that way.
I don't know. I like the tiebreaker idea, even if it was bad news for us, just so you can have Monday off before you play. I think they will sit here through thick and thin to get one game in a day. And if that means starting a game at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I bet they do it. They want to play these games now.
You don't want to
push this thing to Monday.
You also don't want a doubleheader if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, you that's not ideal.
No.
Could be
I'm
done.
I'm trying to think of what it does for,
it's
like,
not ideal.
For tickets and stuff like that. And then, you know, you want to have a good crowd. Anyone that's going down to the ballpark over the next 3 days or 6 days, I mean, you want to have that feeling. Get ready because it's playoff atmosphere. And I just seem to remember, you know, sometimes these games that look gigantic on paper and you get all excited and you're all hyped up and a lot of people are sitting around going, I'm going to watch this thing on TV. I'm going to go. And then you get to the ballpark. And, like, there have been a lot of times where the team has been in contention late in this kind of a situation. I don't know if it's been as close as this, though, before. And then you get to the ballpark, you're like, wow, I thought there were going to be more people here. That happens. That's happened more often than not, like I would say, the last 25 years.
Former Indians first baseman Ben Broussard, 1 o'clock, he's going to join us, and we'll talk more Guardians with Ben as we get going for a 3-game series against those pesky Detroit Tigers.
Pesky.
It's going to be just an absolute blast. Did I mention yet the Browns beat the Green Bay Packers the other day?
I missed that. Is that true?
It happened.
I know.
Mary Kay Camp is going to talk all about it.
Last night, too.
Yep, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.